Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Biz Talk here on WHBY 1150. We are here today to talk about what's all involved in being an entrepreneur, what's involved in being in business today. My name is Randy Melzer. I am a SCORE mentor here in the Valley and will be your host this morning. Again, I'll be flying solo as far as that job is concerned. Our co-host, Tony Bush, is still under the weather with that flu. So hope that he's taking care of himself, and we'll get him back hopefully by next week. But for right now, I will be, as I said, taking over the hosting duties. We have a very interesting guest who's going to be in our studio this morning. We have Sue Leonard from Leonard Designs. Many of you know her as the Cookie Lady here in the Valley, and we'll be talking to Sue very shortly. First of all, though, I just need to tell you a little bit about SCORE. Biz Talk is brought to you through the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities, and just kind of bring you up to date a little bit about SCORE, what we do, and what's going on with the program. As I said, SCORE is located here in the Fox Cities. Our office, our primary office, is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We also, of course, have about 40 SCORE mentors who work throughout the eight-county area that we serve, including all the way down to the Fond du Lac area. We also have a branch in the Oshkosh area, and we would invite anyone who is interested in starting a business, has questions about what they need to do for a business plan or any of those types of questions, to contact us at SCORE. You can reach us at the local SCORE chapter here in Appleton, well, here in the entire Fox Cities, at www.foxcities.score.org. When you sign on, just take a shot at it. You can then request counseling, and we will get one of our over 40 members to bring you the information that you need as quickly as possible. As I mentioned, we are located throughout an eight-county area, and right now what we're working on is the Fond du Lac area. We're trying to increase our membership down there. If there are those of you out there who are listening right now who are in the Fond du Lac area or possibly over in Green Lake, Washera, those areas, and would be interested in finding out more about SCORE, we would invite you to a very special meeting that we're going to be having. That meeting is going to be coming up on February the 18th. It's going to be a noon luncheon, and it's going to be held at the Oasis Restaurant at 339 North Main Street in Fond du Lac. What we're going to be doing is meeting with people who are interested in becoming SCORE mentors, finding out what SCORE is all about and how to help people who are looking to start their businesses, especially in the southern part of our listening area, in the Fond du Lac, Green Lake areas out there. So if you are interested in becoming a SCORE counselor, again, if you go out to our website, or if you give us a call at 920-734-7101 and leave some information, we'll be got back in contact with you to make arrangements. We'll need your name, phone number, and a way to contact you, either an email address or so on, so that we can make sure that we get you all signed up for that particular meeting. And again, that is February the 18th coming up for people down in the Fond du Lac area. If you've been in business and are looking to give back to the community, we'd ask you to please consider SCORE. We're looking for volunteers in that area. While I'm on the subject of volunteering, another area we're looking for is right here at our primary office up in Appleton. We are looking for a marketing specialist. So if, again, you are looking to volunteer, want to get involved and help people to find out what's going on at SCORE, we need someone who is a little bit familiar with things like PayPal, with Constant Contact, and some of the other social media programs. as well as being able to help put together news releases and get things out to the community. So again, if you're interested in doing something like that, we'd ask you please get in contact with us at SCORE. We're always looking for help, or if you just want to volunteer with SCORE and become a mentor, again, check with us. Another site that you can go to, of course, is to our BizTalk website. That would be www.biztalkwithscore.com. And we would recommend that you go out to that site. It covers a lot of information about BizTalk, about SCORE, how to volunteer, and what all's going on in the SCORE chapter. So those are things for you to do. The other thing I'd like to do is just take a quick moment to recognize our sponsors that we have for the BizTalk program. These are the people that bring the program to you every week. We're very happy to have Alberts and Haling CPAs as a sponsor with us, handling any of your accounting needs, getting towards that time and tax time. They're very, very busy, but I'm sure would have time to work with you if you have questions. Also, for your banking needs, we work with Associated Bank here in the Fox Cities. They are one of the major SBA lenders in the area and, again, can help you with your needs there. In addition to that, for your law needs, we have Herling Clark Law Office here in the Valley, a number of attorneys that can help you with your business law needs, so give them a contact. And don't forget about the Lakeview Credit Union, again, for your borrowing needs, your lending needs, give them a contact. They've been with us for a number of years, and we'd ask you to work with them. In addition to that, two other sponsors that we have. One is the eBiz Results. They are the website design people who have provided us with our website here at BizTalk with SCORE. And also, I would ask you to take a look at the Business News. This is a newspaper in the area that covers all of your business news throughout the Fox River Valley. It comes out every 2 weeks. If you haven't picked one of these up, please do. It has all the details about what's happening as far as the organizations that are business-oriented and all the things that businesses are doing in the area. So, again, we recommend pick up the Business News. It's an excellent source of information for you. So, with that said, I think we got you up to date as to what's going on in SCORE and what's happening here as far as the BizTalk show is concerned. We're going to take a short break and be right back with Sue Leonard, Leonard's Design, who is the, as I said, our cookie lady, and talk to her a little bit about Leonard's Design and all the different things that she's been doing. So, with that, we'll take a quick break. This is BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And good morning and welcome back again to Biz Talk here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I am one of the SCORE counselors and mentors here in the Fox Valley. And we're going to be having a very interesting show hopefully this morning with a very interesting guest, a lady that many of you may know. And that is Sue Leonard. Sue is the owner and operator of Leonard's Design. And like I said before, we refer to her always as the cookie lady, which is really an understatement of all the different things that Sue does. But I'd just like to welcome you, Sue.
Thank you. I enjoy being here. Thank you for extending the invitation to be part of the program.
Well, we hope we can answer some questions for some people out there and kind of fill in some details. Why don't we start with just a little bit about your background, about what Leonard's Design is all about, and what you do.
I launched my business in 2005 after I had taken the EC program at the Venture Center. And from that point on, my business had grown from just making cookies to include biscotti, specialty breads, and incorporating, talking to my customers and incorporating their product right into my gift giving,
okay.
Or their gift giving.
Okay.
And I'm located at 204 West Main in Hortonville.
All right.
I have a beautiful, beautiful website, which is leonardsdesigns.com.
Mm-hmm.
I like my store hours. My store hours technically are from 9 to 1 and then from 4 to 6:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays and then Saturdays from 8 to 12.
Okay, so there's somebody minding the store this morning.
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. All righty.
But I'm usually there just about every day. Those are I call those my core hours. You can find me there. The rest of the time, I am out networking. I visit my current customers. It's very important to talk to them on a steady basis, going and visit with them and working up to get new customers.
Okay. Well, I mentioned before about cookies and so on, but really when we start talking about what you do, cookies is more or less a tool. What's your real product? How do you describe what you do?
Wow, that's a good question. Can you give me some clues on this?
No, okay. Well, because I know I've worked with you, and the area that I find that you are very, very adept at is in packaging, in being able to present. You know, everybody thinks, you know, a bag of cookies is a bag of cookies.
Right.
But the way you treat it and as your business model is quite a bit different.
Okay, what we do at Leonard's Designs is we listen to our customers and we package our cookies with your logo on, your saying. Our customers will take them. And Randy was a good example of this because he actually got me started along this. When he first started coming in to visit me, he was buying a full dozen pack of cookies. And actually what I was doing was breaking his pocket. And it had his logo on or the company that he worked with and so on and so forth. And then finally we broke down the packaging and we went from one cookie to three cookies to six cookies and a dozen. And it always had Randy's logo on the top.
Right.
And the single package cookie he used to get past what we call the gatekeeper.
Right, yeah.
The secretary. And
it's called, in the trade, it's called the little, a warm-up piece.
Yes, and it had all the information about Randy on the front. But if you flipped it over, it had all the information about me.
Right.
So it was basically indirect marketing for me.
Right, and yeah, what we would do, the way I would use it, of course, would be to walk into an office or something and wanting to talk to one of the decision makers. I would hand the package to the person at the front counter and ask them to make sure that my card got to that decision maker. Mm-hmm. The card almost always did. Attached to the card, of course, was a package of three cookies, which never really made it too much further than the front desk. Mm-hmm. So, but it was a great idea. It worked out very, very well. Mm-hmm. And I know you've expanded that now to a lot of different customers that you have.
Well, my main customer is the Blood Center.
Oh, okay.
On Spencer Street. And what you will find my cookies individually wrapped in a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And they have those mainly on their buses and stuff because with the packaged cookies, they don't have to worry about cross-contamination and stuff like that. And what really got to be interesting, my label has always been on the back of the cookie because it says thank you from the community center and then the ingredients and then everything about me. But people were never looking at that label.
Okay,
and I found this out when people would say, well, who do you sell to? Who are some of your customers? And I would say the Blood Center. And they'd say, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And so I says, well, yeah, my label's on the back. So the end result is I now have a label that is my logo that's very small that's on the front.
Okay.
And so it's bringing attention to the fact, yes, these are my cookies.
Okay, so you what you do, and I keep referring to the cookies, but as you do provide some delicious gourmet-style cookies as opposed to just the average cookie that you'll find on the counter.
Right. Okay. We try to make a different cookie each month that will probably be unique for that particular month. Like, for example, we'll have February coming up that will be chocolate and cherries and so on and so forth. We always start out the new year with a healthy cookie, which is we take all the calories out.
Oh, absolutely.
I understand that. Okay. And it just has your oatmeal and so on and so forth. However, I've also expanded my business now in which I do make product that has no sugar.
Oh, really?
That has no eggs. The main base of this particular item is chia seeds, whole wheat, and agave.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic healthy.
So actually, you could probably sell this product in New York City without getting into trouble.
I probably could. I probably could. So
okay.
And we always try to work really on the freshness of our product.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And again, in addition to that, there's a lot of diversity that you have as far as things that you provide customers with in addition to the cookies. Is that correct?
Yes. What we do is, in fact, yesterday we had a young lady that came into the shop, and she was really, really surprised to see how diversified we are. We have stoneware that is locally made. Our wooden crates are locally made. Our baskets are.
Okay.
Our emphasis is product that is made in the United States, if not the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
And our customers really, really appreciate that.
Okay. Well, that's, it gives us a little bit more idea of some of the things you do. I think what we'll do at this point is just take a quick break. First of all, though, I'd like to remind anybody out there, if you would want to ask us some questions, have some things on your mind, please give us a call. You can reach us here at the studio at HBY at 281-1150 here in Appleton. Those of you in the outside the Appleton area, you can give us a call at the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. So either at 281-1150 here in Appleton or on the TDS toll-free line. Also, you can reach us on our website. We have the ability of picking up comments and questions that way and answering them for you. But again, if you have any questions for me here as far as the score questions or especially things about Sue and Leonard's design, please give us a call. Okay, with that said, we're going to take a quick break here. Be back shortly with some more information about what's going on here in the business in Appleton. And thank you very much. This is the voice of the Fox River, of the Fox Cities, WHBY 1150. Well, good morning and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE here in the Fox Cities, and I am your host today. Again, Tony's out doing a little bit of the flu, so hopefully we'll have him back next week. But until then, we're here on the show. We remind you, if you have any questions, please give us a call in. We are talking to Sue Leonard from Leonard's Design, and some of the different things. We've got a little bit into some of the diversity that you have as far as products and so on. And we're talking about, how things kind of get loaded up. You were talking off air here just a little bit about the fun and games with Christmas and all that good stuff and some of the things you do for people in those areas. You want to just let us know a little bit about how that all works?
Well, with Christmas being on a Tuesday, Christmas was really a challenge in reference to the customers forgot the time frame when Christmas is. Mm-hmm. And so here they were coming in the week before Christmas, and they were saying, well, I need this mailed off here. I need this delivered there. And it really became a challenge, but we fulfilled 100% of the customer's orders.
Mm-hmm.
What really was neat is I had one particular customer that he wanted to take a large basket of product to two businesses, and the end result is we put in their bread, biscotti, cookies, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, coffee. And then in addition to that, I had an outside supplier from Wisconsin that made gourmet popcorn.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so what we try to do is not only promote ourselves, we try to promote other people.
Okay. That was what I was going to mention, is that, with the products that you have such a diversity of things, but the idea is to use them as thank you gifts or mm-hmm, special gifts, special programs, ways to highlight different things about companies and so on. So it's not the cookie, but rather the package that you provide.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
As I said, I'll keep going back to is the customer will decide
mm-hmm
exactly what they want and how we're going to promote them or how they're going to promote themselves to their end users.
Okay.
Yes, we definitely listen to the customer.
Right. I understand you are international.
Yes, we do. We had a few shipments that went over to England. I have a customer that each month I send Scott cookies to Scotland.
Okay.
To the military overseas. I have quite a few.
Okay. So if you have a someone in service and you want to send them a regular gift package, that's one of the services you provide.
Yes.
Okay.
And also what we're talking about sending stuff off is that now parents are starting to realize that their kids in college do like my cookies. So we're starting to go that avenue too. And we make it very seamless. You know, they say each month send a dozen cookies off, you know, so on and so forth.
So you can preset the whole program.
Yes, we preset the whole program. Wow. And the only thing that they ask for is please don't always send it on the same day.
Right.
You know, keep them guessing as to when the package is going to be arriving.
Well, I can appreciate that because I can remember both being in school and being in service and looking forward to anything that looked like a care package. I've joked about it before. I said it didn't bother me at all if the cookies were just a pile of crumbs. It was just as long as they came in. Now, of course, I'm sure that your packaging, these things are delivered and in great shape and everything is all
yes,
set.
Oh, yes, yes. So far, I've had no complaints. The cookies always seem to come whole, but like you said, they really appreciate just crumbs.
Yes.
And what is nice is we try to say, like, say last month if I sent chocolate chip cookies, maybe this month I will send molasses or snickerdoodles. So we try to mix it up.
Okay. One of the things, we also talked about the fact that you were a graduate of the eSeed program, also a past client with us here at SCORE.
Yes.
And have worked with us. And part of your business plan, and I know we'd worked on some of those questions, but part of your business plan involves the area of networking. I know you are involved. I see you at a lot of the different organizations, groups, and programs. Mm-hmm. How do you use networking in your business?
Oh, my gosh. Networking has just expanded my business. A lot of people know me. They know me as the Cookie Lady. Mm-hmm. They have no idea what my real name is, which is wonderful. I don't care. And then I will show up at the Fox Cities Chambers event. And then usually you'll see me with my daughter who has promotional pieces.
Right.
And we, like, come in a pair.
Yes.
And when we don't, if they don't see one and not the other, it's like, okay, what happened?
What happened, yeah. Okay.
You know, and things like that. But I belong to the Fox Cities Chamber.
Right.
I also belong to the Fox West Chambers, which used to be the Hortonville area, and we recently have changed our name. And then I also belong to different organizations like the BNI group and so on and so forth.
Well, I've seen you at New North Activities.
Yes.
I've seen you at activities with Heart of the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things, you know, you were in the special luncheon that they had at the New North program.
Yes, I'm the Taste of Entrepreneurship.
Right, okay.
Yes.
You had the dessert set up there. It was probably one of the busiest trays I saw, one of the busiest tables that was going on.
It was exciting because I was able to bring in some different product like my cranberry bread, banana bread, and my biscotti in addition to my cookies.
Okay.
But what it gets to be interesting is that they identify with you.
Okay. Yeah. But most of this, I mean, we were talking about networking. Most of this is planned. I mean, you're not just there to just be seen.
No, it's always planned, basically. And but what's important is, you know, and I think people have to remember is that just because go out there and socialize and enjoy who you're with and the people that you're going to see.
Right. Yeah. As we normally say, too, you have a plan there where there's at least two or three people that you would want to see that are involved with that particular organization. And I know I've watched you you work a room when it comes to networking. And I've always had a problem kind of breaking in because you usually end up with a crowd of about six to seven people around you. So you're doing a very good job of it.
Well, actually, what I try to do is bake cookies before I go so I have the smell of cookies all over me. So that draws them to me.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So if we're looking, if you're hungry and you're at a networking event, just keep you'll find Sue around there somewhere.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
One of the things you just mentioned also was that your daughter Lisa is involved with you and that her business you say is called Promotional Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you put this together, the two of you? I know you work together quite closely.
Well, Lisa mainly handles my sales and marketing. And what happened was my emphasis is product made in the United States, if not the state of Wisconsin. And when she was out promoting my product, other people were after for pens, can cozies, embroidered shirts, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so that's how she developed her business.
Okay, so she specialized promotionally materials.
Yes,
okay.
So if you have any promotional needs at all, be it food, product, whatever.
Okay.
We can take care of you.
All righty, and with a plan in mind as how to use it to get whatever your goal is to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. Yeah. Okay, so it's been an expanding situation. I know from the time we first started talking way back when to where you are today. And what I'm going to do is I think we'll take a quick break here, come back for the next set, and kind of go into some of the things that have changed. And also kind of look at some of the plans as to where things are going and kind of talk about that. But for right now, again, this is the Biz Talk Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm here as your host today. Quick reminder, if you have any questions, would like to ask Sue Leonard, our guest here, about her program and what she's involved in, give us a call. You can reach us here at 281-1150 in the Appleton area or on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. And again, please give us a call. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you have. While we were gone, the conversation kind of shifted to the flu and stuff like this. We were asking Sue a little bit about, can she have the cookies as one of the cures for the flu here? So, and some of the specialized things that you do with cookies. But we were kidding around with that, with the flu. Is that?
Oh, no, I wasn't kidding.
Okay.
I wasn't kidding. I can put fresh apples in a cookie with caramel.
Okay.
Yeah, and I am sure with the vitamins that you're going to get from this cookie, and I, you know, we'll bake off the sugar, the calories and stuff.
Okay,
so
that's good.
But you just need something like that.
Okay, so yeah. So we'll see. I know Sue did bring along a bag of cookies for us, and so I will make sure that maybe one or two remain that I can get them over to Tony, and maybe that'll help him kind of recuperate quickly.
That would be wonderful. Yeah.
Okay. All kidding aside, we're talking about specialized cookies that you do. You said you have stuff coming up for February and things that you plan out on a regular basis.
Okay, well, what we will be working on is we like to support local organizations, local charities, and for the month of February, we will be doing supporting Go Red, and is an organization for women for heart attacks, awareness for heart disease.
Okay.
And we will make a heart-shaped cookie.
Okay.
And anything that is a heart-shaped cookie, we will donate a certain percent of the proceeds to
Wonderful.
That.
Okay. So if somebody's interested in getting those, again, how do they get in contact with you?
The easiest way to get a hold of me is to call me at 920-540-4859, or else visit me on my website, which is leonardsdesigns.com. And then I also have an email address, which is leonardsdesigns@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's Leonard's Designs.
Yes, there's S's with both.
Okay, fine.
Them.
Yeah. Okay. Along that line, that kind of leads into another idea or question. You know, again, we've worked together on a number of things over the years and seeing things change. One of the biggest changes, of course, has been the technology, social media and those kinds of things. How have those, changed some of your business plan, or how do you use those kinds of things?
Oh, my gosh. It really gets to be challenging how much technology is changing. And I have hooked up and been associated with some lovely, lovely people. I'm going to drop a name, Brad Cebulski. He's offering a social media. And last month I bought an iPad in Apple, which is completely, really different. It was a nice paperweight for me.
Good. Okay.
And people are working me through this process. Facebook. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, I'm working on Twitter. I really don't understand that.
Yeah, that's one of those that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Pinterest. I'm signed up for it, but for some reason I don't know how to access it.
Well, we're gonna have to get you up on that one because we were talking about that one. If those of you who are familiar with the website Pinterest, it's a fantastic place where you can see all kinds of different pictures of things mm-hmm. that are you're interested in. You can do that. But the neat thing about it for a business purpose is that under that picture, if you click on it, it takes the person right to your website.
Yes.
Which is where, as a business person, you want people to go because that's where you sell.
Yes, yes. Okay. It's really exciting times, and it is challenging. I really am challenged, but my iPad is no longer a paperweight.
Great.
I'm just really excited about that. And then I have a Droid cell phone, and it's just... Oh, technology is wonderful. My husband just wishes I would really learn how to just answer my phone.
Right, right. Yeah, they do that now. You actually, the telephones can be, the Androids can be used to answer use them for talking on the phone.
Oh, okay.
a lot of people are finding that out slowly. But yes, using the different tools like that to be able to connect to your customer has been a real change over
yes,
the years.
Yes, it's been exciting. It really, really. It's just it's like waiting for the next thing that's going to happen.
Okay. Well, that brings me to another question. Again, I know we were talking off air here a little bit that you have an idea that you've been thinking about to try and advance a new idea. We've talked a little bit about it as kind of a cluster kind of a concept. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your idea there?
Well, what I would like to do, I am looking for a cupcake maker, a bread maker, a cheesecake maker. We would have this one facility.
Okay.
That we can all work out of and sell our product. You'd be responsible for your own product, your own name, and so on. So I want mm-hmm. to supply the facility
okay.
that you can work in and sell your product out of.
So, in other words, what we're talking about is clustering some related products.
Yes. It's
related to your product with the cookies and the specialized packaging program, but then also adding other baked goods, other foods, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And where are you looking at putting this together? What area?
Well, actually, the area that I'm technically looking at is mainly like the Grand Chute or Greenville area.
Okay.
The areas are growing, and where I am right now in Hortonville will just not accommodate what I want to do. Now, I've been working on this plan probably for the past 2-3 years. It's been a vision,
mm-hmm.
and I really hope to get it going this year.
Right. Well, in SCORE, now, I've had some clients who are interested in doing, selling certain products. I had one lady who was very interested in selling cheesecakes, things like that. That would be the kind of a business that you're looking to kind of work with.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be almost like an incubator, a contract program where they you have the facilities and work with people coming in that way.
Yes. And what we're working with is that your product would be exclusive. Like if I was to get a cheesecake maker in, there would not be another cheesecake maker.
Okay.
There would not be another cupcake maker. So I want to enhance each other is the concept. Basically, we want you to come in and do one-stop shop.
Okay. All righty.
And then we could have a little florist in the corner, too.
Oh, great. Yeah, okay.
My vision with this is, let's say that you screw up with your significant other, and come into my store and you can our my facility and you have a one stop shop.
Great. Okay, so you'd be able to have all of the treats and that type of thing. Plus, like you said, you have other promotional products that you have, including things like mugs and
uh-huh.
baskets and all of that type of stuff. All of this would all be able to be put together into a single unit.
Oh, yes.
That sounds like a great idea. And you've been working on this for a number of years. People can contact you if they are interested in pursuing the idea with you.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great concept. So, again, you know, that's what we've noticed over the years working with you, is everything seems to kind of be growing. It's a good sign.
It is.
So hopefully that will be the next step in the program that we have. What I'd like to do at this point is one of the things we always end up doing here on Biz Talk is asking our guests to give us a biz tip. In other words, something that they would remind other people about to help them with their business. So, Sue, what do you have for a biz tip for us this morning?
Network.
Okay. So get out there, meet people, and really get to know who's out there and how they can work with your business.
Yes. And if you can afford the organizations, join the organizations. Our goal as a guest of somebody who belongs to the organization to see what it's really like.
Okay.
Yes.
When you mentioned joining organizations as part of the networking program, one of the things we usually talk about is being active. I know a lot of people who say, well, I'm a member of this, I'm a member of that. But you, I know, are active on the committees. You get involved. Is mm-hmm. that part of the key to the networking program?
Yes, I have to film. I'm an ambassador for the Fox Cities Chamber.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm so much involved in trying to get the growth of our Fox West Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start someplace, and you have to get involved.
Okay, so just being a member doesn't count.
No.
You know, if you're going to network, you have to really get involved and be active.
Yes.
That's great advice to anybody who's looking to get involved. Mm-hmm. And, of course, as a past client of SCORE, we're very happy that we've been able to help you advance.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, I can put in a plug there for the eSeed program as well. Amy Peach and her group out there have done some great things over the years. So, again, some of the resources. Okay. Any other points that we didn't hit? I know we talked about overseas, some of the other areas. Anything else that you want to just remind us about that, as far as your business is concerned?
Well, the main concept that we would like to really express with our business is that we will work directly with you. And when I say we, I'm talking about promotional pieces and myself. And we will stay within your budget. We will give you nothing but high class.
Wonderful.
And then also is the fact that we love volunteering.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, Sue, thank you very much for being with us this morning. You've been listening to Biz Talk with the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Just a reminder, if you're interested in becoming a SCORE volunteer, please go out to our website, which is www.foxcities.score.org, and we would be very happy to have you get involved with SCORE. If you have a lot of business experience that you want to give back to the people in the community, especially if you're located out of the Fond du Lac area, we are looking for new members down there, and we'll have a special program for you then. Again, go out to our website, and we'll have all the details for you. So thank you very much for listening to Biz Talk this morning. Again, as I said, my name is Randy Melzer. I am a mentor, and if you want to get involved with SCORE, please give us a call. And thank you very much for listening to the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.